Patriots fans I'm hearing from are thinking about a runaway win for the Pats, and I've got my doubts about that. What do you think?
I share your doubts, Dave. If you just look at the history of the Patriots' appearance in the Super Bowl, it's clear that the game will be close. So this is their eighth Super Bowl appearance. In this previous seven of their five victories, the largest margin of victory was 6 points, and that was last year when they came back and beat Atlanta in overtime. Their first three Super Bowl victories were three-point victories, each one. So I don't see how anybody expects this game to be a rout. I'm looking for a close game, a really close game.
The Vikings had a top-rated defense, but they were shredded by the Eagles in the NFC title game. What do you see there?
I don't see that happening against the Patriots, just because the Patriots can play soft and play lackluster football for a half or for three quarters, but they have this knack, as we've seen, when the game is on the line in the fourth quarter, they just hit a switch and accelerate. That's why they've won as many tight games as they have. Good as Philadelphia is, and there's no question they're a good team, I just don't see them running away with this one.
Rob Gronkowski has been cleared to play. How effective can he be?
Well, that's a good question, Dave. I think he'll be effective. Were he a rookie going through this, I might question, but he's a veteran. He's taken massive hits during his career. He's been injured. He's played injured. He's gone through the NFL's concussion protocol the last 2 weeks. So I think once he gets on the field, he'll be the Gronk that we've all come to know and love in New England and begrudgingly respect elsewhere in the country.
Now, the Eagles have a very strong pass rush, and it's obvious they're going to try to get Tom Brady early. So how do the Pats counter that? Hurry up offense or employing running backs more?
I think they'll probably try to do a little bit of everything. Certainly they'll need solid play from the offensive line just to give Brady a few seconds to get rid of the ball. He has proven over the years that he can throw short, quick passes just as capably as he does the occasional long bomb down the field. I look for the Patriots and Josh McDaniels to mix it up and do a little bit of everything to counter that pass rush.
We are speaking about the Super Bowl with Rhode Island Public Radio's sports blogger, Mike Shostak. Mike, the Eagles' backup quarterback, Nick Foles, all of a sudden became the starter when Carson Wentz went down with the leg injury. Is that a factor, having a backup quarterback all of a sudden coming into the Super Bowl?
He's a veteran, and he has had success as a starting quarterback.
I mean, he brought them this far.
He is capable. The big question is, how will he react under intense pressure and in the waning moments of the Super Bowl if the game is close at that point, which many of us expect it will be? That's the great unknown. As far as backup quarterback, let's rewind the old tape and go back to the 2002 Super Bowl, when a backup quarterback who had been playing for the Patriots most of the year, named Tom Brady, got them into the Super Bowl, drove them down the length of the field in the last minute, and they ended up winning on Adam Vinatieri's field goal with no time to play. So it could happen again, and Nick Foles could be the hero.
So, Mike, are you ready to make a pick?
Absolutely. It's going to be a close game. I have no doubt about that. The Eagles are 15-3. The Patriots are 15-3. Each of them has weaknesses, a few soft spots. But I just think that because the Patriots have been there before, because Brady is such a cool leader on the field, he never gets rattled. And he somehow finds a way to make plays when the result is on the line, and he has a supporting cast that we haven't really discussed that comes up with big plays. And we'll start with Danny Amendola. We mentioned Gronkowski. They have running backs who are capable, who could come up with, if not a big game, a timely play. Think of James White, who scored 3 touchdowns in the Super Bowl last year. That could happen. But in the end, I think the Patriots win by a field goal, whether it's or by 3 points. I'd go with Patriots 24-21. What about you, Dave?
Well, I kind of agree with that. I'm going to go with Pats by 2 points, and I don't know how that's going to happen. I'm expecting some kind of weird, controversial call to come out of this game like it usually does. I guess the only thing left to do is to stock up on nachos and dip and see what happens.
And some liquid embellishment to wash it all down.
Rhode Island Public Radio's sports blogger, Mike Shostak. Mike, thank you.
You're welcome, Dave. Take care. Enjoy the evening.